Chapter 156. The umpires, having partaken of a dram, shook hands and departed, as they had to drive out of town that night. Mr. Solomon Pell, finding that nothing more was going forward, either in the eating or drinking way, took a friendly leave, and Sam and his father were left alone. There. ... said Mr. Weller, thrusting his pocketbook in his side pocket. With the bills for the lease, and that, there's £1,180 here. Now, Samuel, my boy, turn the horses' heads to the George and Walter. ... Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.